The South Sudan Doctors Union has expressed deep concerns regarding the current vacancy in the Ministry of Health leadership following the recent removal of the minister. So, you know, last week, President Salva Kiir issued a Republican decree removing Yolanda Awildeng from her position as Minister of Health, and no replacement was immediately made. Now, the Doctors Union has said that the health is a critical service docket that should not be left without designated leader, especially during the ongoing public crisis. And so, I have with us here guests joining us on this edition of the conversation. To us at this discussion more, we have Dr. Zakaria Peter, the chairperson of the South Sudan Doctors Union. You're most welcome to 101 with the Mirror.
Thank you so much, and welcome to host me.
Yes, we also have with us Dr. Luca. Dr. Luca Dut is actually a medical doctor and a public health specialist. He is the Secretary General of the South Sudan Doctors Union. Welcome to Radio Miraya this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go right away to talk about your concerns at the Doctors Union in line with the leadership gap at the Ministry of Health. Yes, Dr. Zakaria.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity to give us Radio Miraya. As you know, the Doctors Union was formed on October 20, 2014, and it represent all doctors South Sudan. And our concern is anything related to the healthcare to the country. Our vision is South Sudan, where everyone has access to decent and equitable healthcare. And our mission is South Sudan Doctors Union aim to enhance the effort and right of every doctor in order to have meaningful contribution to effective health care in South Sudan. Yeah, I'm here now representing all health workers across the country, including doctors, including the nurse, including the laboratories, technician, and all these things. Even the guard, those who are living in the hospital, is our concern.
Yeah, so how does the removal of the Minister of Health affect the operations and decision-making within the ministry when there was no immediate replacement?
Well, as we know, the Ministry of Health is a part of peace agreement, as we know, and Ministry of Health is a play a role because now we are dealing with the health of the nation. Since there is last time, President, His Excellency President Salva Kiir replaced the minister, okay, and then remove her, and now there is a gap in the ministry, and for this one we have I have to thank the President His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit and Vice President Dr. Riek Machar. The first vice president for their efforts for the leadership and then to stabilize the health since the agreement. And also I have to thank the former minister Yolanda Awildeng, Honorable Yolanda Awildeng, for what he did to the health sector. And then maybe she has things they didn't done, but she did a lot. And I have to thank her for her service. And previous, there is Honorable, also Elizabeth Achuay, also she did her part. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me come to Dr. Luca. You know, with the country facing the ongoing public health crisis or the challenges, what are the immediate risks that are actually associated with this leadership gap?
Thank you. You know, leadership is part and parcel of the sick building block of the health system. And leadership is important for decision-making and coordination. And currently, the country face public health threats, such as the outbreak of mpox and cholera that have been rocking the country for some time now. And so the absence of a minister affects a decision-making procedure. As other things require a constitutionally mandated person to take decisions and help the coordination effort. So these two critical roles will be affected with the absence of the minister.
And what should the government take to ensure that there is actually continuity in the leadership and also avoid disruptions in the medical care system?
We issue a statement immediately one day after the relief of the minister, and there was no replacement named. So we issue a statement requesting the government to expedite the process of the appointment. A few days ago, we have seen there is a pull of rope between the parties to the agreement, and we would urge them to expedite the process of appointment of the minister.
By this, are you arguing that there is a total leadership gap when we have the undersecretary in place and we have all the heads of different departments within the ministry?
As I mentioned earlier, leadership is an important building block
yes,
of the health system.
Mm-hmm.
And the capacity, when we talk of the capacity, we mean the roles. Each and every individual in that leadership structure has his or her own confidence. So there are decisions at the confidence of the undersecretary.
Mm.
There are decisions at the confidence of the director general. And it's scaling down to doctors, the last people at the front line.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot say that the ministry will remain without a competent minister and the rest will cover. No, they really have the different roles, they have different, you know, responsibilities and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, ministerial position is a political role. You all understand that. So we can't necessarily predict as to when the replacement is going to happen. So, Dr. Zakaria, if the replacement is not made as quick as possible, so what will the health sector in the country look like?
Well, as we know, as I told you, is the one of the liberalized peace agreement last time, and is the token to SPLMIO. And now, if you are seeing the issue of when we issued the statement last time, because now the country is facing some endemic diseases, we have mpox, we have cholera, we have also the Ebola. So within this one, you cannot leave the position open like that, because we need the top leadership of the ministry. And we urged last time when we issued our press release. We say that we have expedited the process, and we urge the leadership of the IO to expedite the issue of nominee the new minister. And what was our aim? We said we need a competent minister of health, and this one should be medical professional with experience. And as we know, last time there is before the agreement, you know, since when you was in Southern Sudan, those who was the Minister of Health, they was from medical background. From Dr. Tiubas Shang, then we have Dr. Mentwin Wijang, then Dr. Luka Manoja, there is also Dr. Riak Gaikok, you know, all those they was there. So when we age that, we know, because this is critical phase we are facing as the nation. And this one is like, we cannot compromise the health of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need the top leadership. As Dr. Luka said, there is some related to the undersecretary, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have some issue, they can make it. But we need the leadership mm-hmm. of the ministry. Because the issue of coordination, we issue also, because now we are demanding of external fund. In the ministry.
And all right, let me come to Dr. Luka as well. Talking about this leadership gap, does it necessarily, if not talking about the impacts on the healthcare system, does it necessarily have impact to the health workers or the frontline workers in the medical field?
Thank you. Let me tell you this. You remember when the cholera outbreak happens and the workers, together with the Minister of Health, fought it.
Mm.
The ministry, under the leadership of the former minister, had to engage the cabinet to approve a fund of about £1 billion, okay, for the emergency response, mm-hmm. which was actually very critically responding to the cholera outbreak, you know. Now, that money was used to get supplies as well as incentive for the workers. Now look at this. Currently, we are facing the country has declared the mpox outbreak in the country, and as well, this can also needs motivation. You get. So now that there is no minister, who is going to present the memo to the cabinet? Nobody. So this, we may think that it doesn't affect the frontline health workers, but in one way or the other, okay, the presence of the minister at the ministry affects the frontline health workers, because he's the person to take the concern of doctors to the cabinet, okay, and then defends that, make the cabinet understand, and then proper decision is taken by the leadership of the country based on her presentation. Mm-hmm. So it does, it really does. We cannot enumerate how it does, but I believe it does.
All right, Dr. Zakaria, Munkin Bearabi Al Besit, as we narrow these discussions to an end, Yan Kif Al Doctors Union Munkin Bistakala Sanimana Afi Akona replacement to minister as soon as possible to beat all these challenges that are emerging in the health system. And Munkin Bearabi Al Besit.
Kois, they might kalam to Gibel al-Ittihad al اتحاد أطباء جنوب السودان أو نقابة أطباء جنوب السودان هو جسم مسؤول عن كل الحقوق بتاعت الأطباء وأننا منام الأطباء بعني كل أي زول شغال في مجال الصحي من العمال في المستشفى من الناس الممرضين والناس بتاعنا المعامل كله حتى الحراس بتاع الباب والناس النظافة كلهم دي مسؤوليتنا الهدف إنه ديرين نعزز الرعاية الصحية للناس ديل عشان كده المرة الفاتت لما كان رئيس بتاعنا سيل فكير مياديد وكان عمل قرار انه طلع الوزيرة هونربل ويلدين لما طلعوا كان خلل في فراغ في الـ في الـ في الـ في الـ في البوزيشن اللي هو في المنصب وفي الوضع الحاضر يعني نحن مارين بحاجات كثيرة في البلد اللي هو عندنا الموضوع بتاعة المانكي بوكس وعندنا إيبولا ذاته وعندنا كوليرا والوزارة ممكن يخلوه زي ده لأنه في مسؤوليات وزير في الوزير هناك لأنه يتولوا ملاحظين وزارة الصحة معتمدة على المعونات الخارجية مع المنظمات بالذات عشان كده دايرين الوزير لأنه بيكون مسؤول عن الإنهاء اليومي الأداء اليومي مثلا لو فيك في حاجة طارئ لازم الوزير في قرار بتاع الوزير مش كده تاني برضو في موضوع بتاع الأمصال ديرينه دي كلها حاجات محتاجين حتى عشان التعامل ذاته مع المنظمات لازم يكون الوزير قاعد عشان كده طلعنا البيان اللي عملناه إنه لازم طالبنا القيادة بتاعت الحركة الشعبية في المعارضة إنه يسرعوا إنه يعينوا وزير وتكلمنا انه الوزير لازم يكون عنده خلفيه بالمجال الصحي كويس يا ده الكلام
دكتور لوكا in addition in terms of your advocacy here as the doctors union to push for the quick appointment of the new minister of health so that to beat these challenges emerging in the gap
well honestly we will continue to advocate we understand that the peace agreement entitles different organizations involved or partners to FIS to a specific position in the government. And decision-making process there may be different. It may not take time because, you know, something that involves politics it have to be done my way, it have to be done this way. And so it may take time. What we can do, what we can tell the authorities is that it is critical that you come together at this particular point in time and appoint a minister in the shortest time possible. Because health is a priority second to security in any country. And so this is a serious matter. Nobody can leave, even those leaders. Nobody can afford to sleep without his security guards. You get, nobody can afford to sleep when your barrack doesn't have a commander. They cannot afford to sleep. And that's why you have seen no commander have been removed and no replacement named. You get. And so health are soldiers in white uniform, in a stethoscope, armed with their fan. So I want to urge the government of South Sudan to tell them that health is a security only, is second only to security in any country, and can itself be a security. Okay? Like Mpox now is an insecurity, people are dying. More than 500 already have succumbed to cholera in the country. And so why would you leave your health sector without a commander? So the commander has to be appointed as soon as possible, and I urge the government of the Republic of South Sudan to take a swift decision.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Luke, the Secretary General, and thank you, Dr. Zakaria, the chairperson or the president of the South Sudan Doctors Union, talking about the challenges that emerge from the leadership gap in the Ministry of Health. Thank you for joining us on the Mirai Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you
so much.